Our Fox correspondent live from London, Jonathan Savage, is back. And Jonathan, thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you.
Anytime. You're welcome.
So let's talk about what's going on with Kim Jong-un. Yeah, we just can't trust these folks here. Every time we think we're making a little progress, here he comes again. We'll get to China and Russia here in just a minute. But right now, telling his nuclear scientists to ramp up production of weapons-grade material? What the heck is going on here?
Yeah, he has been showing off what he's got in terms of his nuclear arsenal, and he wants it to get bigger and better. What we know comes from what is the main source of information for us in North Korea. It's the state news agency, KNCA. It's a propaganda tool. But the message is very clear that Kim Jong-un wants to ramp up production of nuclear weapons and exponentially increase the size of his arsenal. What we saw was him being photographed meeting nuclear scientists and inspecting weapons, but the key thing is the range of weapons is increasing, not just the number. For the first time, they've asserted evidence of tactical nuclear weapons, and this follows a variety of different sorts of weapons tests we've seen in the last few weeks, some of which would be quite fearsome if they actually worked.
Yeah, when you see this, and you mentioned the propaganda tool, are they saber-rattling, or is this something that they're really actively doing because they've been provoked?
I think one of the things is that North Korea feels under threat. It feels concerned about what's happening to the South. I mean, we're used to North Korea launching missiles whenever the South Koreans and the United States carry out military drills, but this seems something a little bit different. In recent weeks, the U.S. and South Korea have had the largest military drills for years, and North Korea viewed that as a rehearsal for invasion, not as a defensive rehearsal, which is what those two allies said they were. So in the last few weeks, Pyongyang has launched its most powerful intercontinental ballistic missile, which could theoretically reach anywhere on the U.S. mainland. Mm-hmm. It's fired missiles from a submarine. It simulated a nuclear attack on a South Korean airfield. And then Kim Jong-un unveiled a new underwater drone, which he claims can fire nuclear weapons under the sea to unleash a super-scale radioactive tsunami, in his words. So there's certainly a lot of anxiety coming from North Korea. What the purpose of that is, no one's really sure.
Yeah, and you see what's going on with Russia and China, their relationship and discussions behind closed doors recently. You've seen what's going on with the Saudis in Iran. It just seems that our adversaries here, and including our allies, in Europe, they're all ramping up and coming up against us. I mean, and here we sit with this administration with their head in the sand on all of this, and we've got the infiltration across our border of all these Chinese nationalists coming in, buying up land around military installments and things of that. So I think we're all kind of just looking at this going, wait a minute. The strongest nations in the world, United States, are no longer the strongest ones. China seems to be the biggest problem right now, along with North Korea and Russia, of course. What is the feeling there in London when we start to see things like this there?
I think there is concern in London. North Korea doesn't really come on the radar on the European and UK sort of news agenda the way it does in the US, because we don't have the same sort of military presence on the Korean Peninsula. But certainly what Russia and China are doing definitely gets people's attention, especially Russia moving tactical nuclear weapons slightly closer to European Union borders into Belarus, their nearest ally. Mm-hmm. And since we're talking about Russia, let me just tell you what Russia's up to at the moment. The latest stuff coming out of Moscow. A senior Russian government official is quoted as saying they're no longer going to be informing the US about any missile test launches, which is something they've always done. And Russia has also today begun deploying mobile weapons launchers across Siberia as part of military exercises and drills. These launchers are designed to carry nuclear-tipped intercontinental ballistic missiles. The defense ministry in Moscow told us about this. They released a video as the drills began, but they haven't said how long they're going to last or if test launches will form a part of that. So there's a lot going on, and we seem to know less and less every single week.
Yeah, it's not getting any better. It seems to be ramping up into more danger now more than ever. And the leadership in our White House now, probably at an all-time low in the history of this country. Thank you so much, Jonathan Savage. I appreciate you. Live from London, our Fox correspondent.